A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi. I want to share a brief but hopefully meaningful thought from this week's Parsha. Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, our forefather, is lying there on his deathbed, and he knows he only has a few moments, a few minutes left to live. So he calls all his sons around to give them final words, final blessings, brachos, before he passes away. And the Torah tells us, Vayivarech Osam, Ish Asher Kibir Chaso Birach Osam. Yaakov gave each of his sons a unique blessing that was relevant to each of them individually. Each one their own blessing. And yet, when we look inside, when we read the actual text of the quote-unquote blessings that Yaakov gave to his children, it's very unclear how the Torah can call all these short speeches blessings. Now, granted, some of them certainly sound like real brachos, blessings. For example, Yehuda is told that the Malchus, that royalty, will run through his veins, his descendants, his children will be the kings over the Jewish people. But three in particular, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, their brachos don't sound like blessings at all. Yaakov tells Reuven, Reuven, you have anger issues, self-control. You react too quickly. Shimon and Levi, when you get together, you're too violent. You're untamed. These are blessings? These aren't blessings. This is rebuke. These are insults. How can the Torah call these blessings? And why would Yaakov Avinu let his last words to his sons be so intense? Be so critical? Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, arguably one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NFL. He has won a combined 8 Super Bowls, 8 championships as both head coach and defensive coordinator. And there have been many interviews conducted with Bill Belichick. But what makes him unique? Why has he been so successful? And there's one common answer that he always gives. That Bill Belichick isn't afraid to criticize his players. He gives them honest, open feedback about what they need to do to improve, to grow, to be the best football players that they can be. And that's why many former players who were on Bill Belichick's teams have all said that as tough as it was playing for him, working for him, as hard as it was to hear the critical feedback, the criticism, but Bill Belichick enabled them, guided them, to become the football players that they always wanted to be and knew they could be. And I'm confident that if you'd ask them, when Bill Belichick was critical, when he criticized you, were those curses or were they blessings? I guarantee every single one of them will tell you that as hard as it was to hear it, but they were divrei bracha, they were blessings. Because a blessing is not some warm, fuzzy, mushy, sweet, soft, empty compliment. The point of a blessing is to enable the person who you are blessing to grow, to blossom, to become the best version of themselves, to give the most they have to the world. And so Yaakov Avinu, in his dying moments, his last words to his children, he wanted to make sure that when he's gone, they will continue to grow, to become the best Reuven, the best Shimon, the best Levi, the best Yehuda. And for some people, in order to do that, they needed to hear constructive criticism. They needed to hear critical feedback. That's a bracha. A bracha is when we are able to be honest with one another. When we have the confidence and health in our relationships that our parents can criticize us. That our spouses, that our friends can help guide us in the right direction. Because we all know that we are not perfect. Far from it. And the only way that we can continue to grow and become the best we that we can be is when we are able to hear those words, the honesty, the clarity from those closest to us. So I want to close with a bracha that all of us should have the confidence, the courage, and the sincerity, and the genuine care for one another, to be able to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to the guidance, and yes, even the criticism of those around us. Good Shabbos.